Now, welcome back to the second half of this news bulletin. Austrians have staged a large demonstration in Vienna against the new coalition government that's given sweeping powers to the far-right Freedom Party. Protesters accuse the government of following racist and extremist policies, especially against asylum seekers and refugees. From Vienna, our correspondent Huma Lesge has filed a report.
Tens of thousands of Austrians demonstrate against the coalition government that was sworn in last month and includes the far-right Freedom Party, the FPÖ, notorious for its Nazi past. Protesters carried placards that read, "Don't let Nazis govern."
Only recently, Heinz Christian Strache, vice chancellor and leader of the Freedom Party, suggested in what was viewed as controversial and disturbing remarks, placing refugees and asylum seekers in empty military barracks and imposing a curfew on them.
Demonstrators also called for the resignation of far-right Interior Minister Herbert Kickl, who's called for, quote, "concentrating asylum seekers in one place," a word that immediately invoked memories of Nazi death camps.
Mr. Kickl, then now the Minister of Internal Affairs, he's the strategist of the Freedom Party. He knows how to use words, and this was just a provocation, so he can say, oh, it was a normal German word, but in the context of Austrian history, everybody knows who he wants to message. He wants to send a message to people who still believe in far right-wing ideological.
This really reminds us of the concentration camps of the Nazis, and they are all the right extremists in the FPÖ are all active in right extremist student fraternities that are still in the tradition of the Nazis. They have never left this tradition, and this is really a scandal, and that's why we are here today to protest against that.
Protesters say Austrians should not make it easy for, quote, right-wing populists to return to power, a trend that's growing across Europe.
It's very important to take part in this demonstration because it's the beginning maybe of some very bad atmosphere in the country.
Demonstrators called on Europe to boycott the Austrian government, which takes over the revolving EU presidency later in the year. Huma Lesge, Press TV, Vienna.